You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So happy as always to be joined by the chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and executive director of Culture Source, Omari Rush. How you holding up, Omari?
You know, I'm doing all right, Lisa. I do miss seeing you in the studio.
Yeah.
I just got to keep it real and be honest.
Yeah, well, good. And we got to keep it healthy. And so we're doing this remotely. And our special guest is an Ann Arbor artist who weaves, paints, draws, and writes. Welcome, Avery Williamson. How are you doing, Avery?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well. I'm missing all my friends, but I'm safe and healthy and grateful for that.
These are not typical times. So as an artist, how have you been keeping busy during the pandemic?
I have been spending a lot of time on the phone and video chats with my friends, and that's been kind of really feeding my soul, and then also continuing to make my work, which feels like, for me, very orienting and therapeutic and really important to do. So it's kind of been what's helped me through this time.
Avery, how would you describe your work?
I would say that my work is very diverse. I use all types of materials, yarn, wool, I paint, I work with polymer clay. I'm very much into exploring materials, and I also work often with archival materials and have spent time in the archives doing research. So I try to blend kind of my love and interest of history, especially the history of Black women in this country and in my family, with an exploration of materials and considering all the ways that we can create portraits and consider the past and do processing. I do everything.
Just like an artist, it's so great to be working across media, across kind of conceptual boundaries. How are you processing the current moment of, as I am kind of trying new language, systemic and pandemic racism? How is that energy, you know, kind of moving in your work or your body or your thinking?
I would say it's been challenging. I think when we went into kind of shutdown mode, I was really sad because I felt like I was in the midst of really engaging locally and kind of working on different projects that were all about people being in enclosed spaces closer than 6 feet. And so I really had to reorient to what is possible now. But I think there are a lot of possibilities. So I'm trying to be creative, to be positive, but also orienting myself to what needs to be done in the community and finding ways to be of service outside of my art practice too.
Would you say the pandemic and the racism situation right now might even be inspiring your work at this time?
I think that my work has always considered and centered Black folks and Black women. So I was always been thinking about where I sit in this world. But there's been so much external dialogue about race, anti-Blackness, identity. And so it's been just so much more present. And I think in some ways it has pushed me to dig even deeper into some of these themes and the representation of Black people broadly in the media and history in my own neighborhood.
As a Black female artist in Ann Arbor, do you think you faced much racism pursuing your artistic careers and expressions?
Well, I think I've had a lot of opportunities, but I think so much in this country, just like anti-Blackness is in the air in so many ways. Of course, there are opportunities that I have gotten and opportunities that I haven't gotten. It's hard to speculate. And I think some of that worry and consternation about like what was the reason of not getting something is very present as for many, many Black female artists right now. So I'd like to believe that there will be more opportunities looking ahead, but it's definitely present in every city and all parts of this country.
You know, Avery, you talk about archival objects and information, and the moment that we're in right now is pretty interesting because folks are tearing down certain structures, monuments. They are looking to kind of erase certain bits of history that are really troubled and horrible. And I guess I wonder, when you think about the things, the ideas, the materials that you're collecting, are you looking for things that are particularly charged in a certain kind of way, that are evocative in a certain kind of way that might not be here if, as history kind of corrects itself?
Yeah, I would say that I'm not as interested in the particular monuments, but I'm very interested in the language and the actions that happen around the removal of them and the thinking about the archive and like all that led up to something entering the archive or leaving the archive. And I think about like kind of on the edges of mainstream history, like what is happening, who was present, who was asking questions, who was protesting, and all the ways that protest exists. And so for me, I really like to think about the personal archive, and I like to kind of ask my friends what they're thinking about. I like to write letters to my friends and mail them as snail mail so that we're like creating an archive of how we're processing this moment, because of course we're going to have what is on online and in newspapers and on the radio and all of that, but I'm really interested in how individual people are thinking about this moment in time.
So you're writing letters to each other. That's an interesting way to express it in 2020.
There's something really delightful about the slowness of mail and how an idea, you sit and you write it and you think it's all urgent and then you wait 8 days and then your friend opens it without all the context of when you sat down and wrote it. And I think there's so much clarity in separating ourselves in time from our ideas and processing. And that's why I feel like mail is perfect for that. When I receive mail from my friends or when I send it, I always document it in a way. Like before I sent it, I take a picture, I photograph it, because I feel like I need to remember what I wrote in a way. It's not like an email. I can't go back and look. That becomes art in itself, the process of documentation too.
Avery, how do you anticipate you'll be showing your work, let's say, a month from now? What does that look like? Do you plan on figuring out ways to get together to show in communal spaces? Is digital the way that you're investing most of your time?
That's a great question. It's top of mind. I'm working on some collaborations with different artists, and we're asking these very questions about how do we share what's on our mind, what we think is on the collective mind in a safe way. And we're curious about these like public spaces where there's not necessarily gathering, like a lawn sign or something that's posted up in the neighborhood or something that operates in the digital space. Like, how do we make things physical and also online, but something that can be experienced alone safely, but also become something collective together? So I've been thinking a lot about that.
Well, we'll certainly put a link to your work on our website, WEMU.org, with this interview so people can see it. You're on Instagram. Do you have a website? How else can people be exposed to your art right now?
I think Instagram is the place where you can see what I'm thinking about working on kind of in real time. So I would send people there. It's at A is for Avery.
All right. We'll put those links on our website. Omari, always good to hear from you and talk to you and connect with you during Art and Soul or anytime, really.
Yes, likewise, Lisa. And it's, for me, it just is, it's really inspiring to just like stop and pause and reflect on the moment. And to do that with an artist is particularly inspiring. So Avery, thank you so much. And of course, to do it with you, Lisa, is always a pleasure.
Avery Williamson is the Ann Arbor artist. And again, we'll put those links on our website. And thank you for listening to 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.